Well, here's the story. This young newspaper man, his name is Bert Jefferson. He brought me the play with the understanding that I give it to Ingrid Bergman. It's a magnificent party. God knows I feel disloyal to Ingrid.
Jerry!
Well, anyway, there you are. He's young, attractive, and just your dish, Lorraine. Now, just how you go about persuading him? Well, I'm sure you know more about persuasive tactics than I do.
Oh, darling, how can I ever thank you? Does he know I'm coming?
No, that's the whole point. You're out here visiting Sherry. You'll meet him, and that's that. Get him to take you to dinner. Work around to the play. Good God, Lorraine, I don't have to tell you how to do these things. How did you get those other parts?
Sherry! Well, I'll just get into something more attractive. I just dumped my bags and rushed right over here. Oh, darling, you're wonderful!
All right, Lorraine, now you run along and get into your working clothes, and I'll have Mr. Jefferson on tap. Oh, by the way, Giz is paying us a flying visit tonight. None other than your old friend and co-star, Beverly Carlton.
Oh, really, Beverly? I thought he was being glamorous again on a tramp steamer.
Don't be bitter, Lorraine, just because he got better reviews than you did.
Oh, don't be silly, Sherry. I never read reviews. I simply wouldn't care to act with him again, that's all. He's not staying here, is he?
I hope not. No, he's not. Where'd you get that diamond bracelet? That's a new bit of loot, isn't it?
Oh, haven't you seen this before, Sherry? Cedric gave it to me for his mother's birthday. She was simply furious. Well, listen, darling. I've got a taxi outside. If I'm going to...
Sherry, what do you think? I've just been given the most beautiful...
Well, hello, Maggie, dear. I knew you must be around somewhere. How are you, my dear?
Santa's been at work. Lorraine just dropped in out of the blue and surprised us.
Hello, Lorraine.
Who's that? Bert? Bert Jefferson? Young newspaper man. Lorraine Sheldon.
Well, how do you do, Miss Sheldon?
I didn't quite catch the name. Jefferson.
That's right, Pat.
Well, hello, Mr. Jefferson, darling. You don't look like a newspaper man. You don't look like a newspaper man at all.
Yeah, well, you don't look like much of an actress either. I thought it was written all over me in neon lights.
Oh, I don't know. I'd say you were an astronaut or an explorer or something. They all have that same kind of dash about them. You know, Mr. Jefferson, darling, I'm simply enchanted with this little town of yours. It gives one such a warm, gracious feeling. Tell me, have you lived here all your life?
Yeah, practically.
All right, Lorraine, if you want to hear the story of his life, would you kindly do so on your own time? Maggie and I have work to do. Get out of here, Jefferson. On your way, Blossom.
Oh, isn't he the world's rudest man? Listen, I'm going to the mansion house, I think it's called. Can I drop you?
No, I've got my car. Suppose I drop you.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Well, I'll just send the taxi away. We'll see you in a little while, Sherry. Bye, Maggie.
Bye, Maggie. I'm invited back for dinner, am I not?
Yes. On Christmas Eve, I always feed the needy. Now, will you stop oozing out and get out?
Come on, Mr. Jefferson, darling. I want to hear a lot more about this little town of yours. And a good deal more about you, too.
How much did you say they wanted out? 4 minutes?
That's right, 4 minutes. She's looking very well, isn't she?
What's that? Who?
The Countess de Pushover. Quite a surprise, wasn't it? Lady Clara all dropping in?
Yes, it was, Maggie. Now let's get to work.
She's gone through New York like a dose of salt. How long is she going to stay?
I don't know, a few days. Maggie, come on, let's get to work.
Isn't it curious? There was Lorraine, snug as a bug in somebody's bed on the Da Vinci.
Air the Yuletide season. No, I can't cut that.
Now, Sherry, dear, we will talk a bit.
Oh, Maggie, really, just because a friend of mine just happens to come out here to visit me during Christmas is no reason...